Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in. Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000. Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, all you do, going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. Your first one for the day is 52 confirmed cases yesterday. 12 of those are from Lagos, 13 from Cross River. The numbers are slowing down, it appears. We hope that it continues to slow down like this until it is all over. In the meantime, do all you can to protect yourself, okay? If you don't have to go out, don't go out. Things are expensive anyway. But if you must go out, wear a mask, keep your distance from people, wash your hands, sanitize your hands, etc., etc. Second hard fact of the day, 8 years, 8 years. That's the number of years that Abdulrasheed Maina will spend in prison for stealing and laundering billions of naira in pension money. But even after his sentencing yesterday, there was some drama. If you are watching our live stream right now, Nigeria Info 99.3, I'll give you time to log on so that you can see the video I'm about to play for you. Nigeria Info 99.3, that's our live stream on Facebook. Nigeria Info FM if you're watching via YouTube. If you've not seen this video, the EFCC officials who brought Abdulrasheed Maina to court and the corrections service officials who wanted to take him to prison could not decide who gets custody of Abdulrasheed Maina. And it led to a fight on the court steps. If you're watching our live stream, you're seeing what exactly is going on here in this video. The live stream again is Nigeria Info 99.3. That's for Facebook. On YouTube, we're Nigeria Info FM.
What is happening here? My friend, why are you trying to talk?
You make sure you take care of him. He was telling them. He said, take care of him. So, I don't know what they are
doing. When did he say that?
He said, you make sure you take care of him. He was telling them, take care of him. So, I don't know what they are doing.
When did he say that?
He said, make sure you give him. DSS wants to do it.
Hey, talk about it.
Yeah.
Now, of course, the big question is, what is so valuable about having Maina in your custody that would make two law enforcement agencies push each other and shove each other the way that they were on that live stream? I leave that to you to figure out. I'm sure that you'll get it right, because 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong. Thank you for tuning into Hard Facts. I have a great show for you today, starting with the big three. Let's talk about road safety officials allegedly refusing to release a Bolt driver's car because her passenger shared video of him allegedly abusing their power. Then let's talk about the conduct of the supplementary election in Ihiala. And then let's talk about the Ogun State Governor wanting to jail building control agency bosses over collapsed buildings. So those are three of the biggest stories that we're discussing today, because it's 3 o'clock on Hard Facts. At 4 o'clock, it's day two of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. I have two matchups with four excellent debaters, including an 11-year-old. Yes, 11. It blew my mind. Now, on the big hard fact, let's talk about the woman whose fiancé wants her to sign over all her property to him before they can get married. I promised you we're going to come back to that story last week Thursday when we talked about it the first time. Today we will, at 5 p.m. after the debate. Don't miss it. As usual, we'll have news updates for you at the top of every hour. We have Conversations with Rufai taking the air after the news at 6 o'clock. He's on air from 6:15 every day. But I think we can dive into today's big three. I'm excited. I know that you are as well. Remember, this is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I am Sandra Ezekwesili.
This is the big three.
The big three
on Hard Facts
on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Motorists get punished for videoing harassment by traffic officials. Motorists, do they get punished for videoing harassment by traffic officials? Is the supplementary election going smoothly in Ihiala? You've been hearing from our correspondent there, Kenichukwu Ofoma. We're going to talk about the Anambra elections a bit on today's Big Three. And should building control officials be jailed when there's a collapse? Do you think that that should happen? That's our third story. Now, a woman is accusing road safety officials of harassing a Bolt driver. That's our first one. This one is from Abuja. A woman put up a video that has gone viral. If you're watching our live stream, I'm about to play that video for you as well. She was in a Bolt. FRSC officials stopped the Bolt. In the video, we see the officials and the driver in an argument. While the argument was going on, the driver was saying, "My papers, my license are all in order," but she seemed to be refusing to let them hold her license physically, right? And so they tried to deflate her tires. Let me play the video for you.
Why they are holding me? That is my own. Why?
See, go meet her. Go down.
Fire. I don't know why, nothing. I never see reason why you dey hold me. My papers are complete. I have my driver's license. So I don't know why you are holding me. I did not beat traffic. So why are you holding me?
Thunder fire you.
Give me reasons. I want to know why you are holding me. Because there should be a reason why you are holding me. Why?
Wait, see, that is why. Go on, go on.
Don't you stop me the first place. That is messing my tire for what? Tell me why you are deflecting my tire. Because I could not condescend to you. I know you people are. Did I beat the traffic?
Now, there's a follow-up. The passenger who did the recording and posted it on social media shared a text message that the driver later sent to her. The text message says, quote, "I have paid, so I went to pick my car. They said they will not give it to me, that the lady I carried posted the video on social media. So I have to tell you to apologize to them on social media before they can give me my car," end quote. Now, this is very interesting because in the past, when people have raised the issue of harassment on the road, we've heard the ogas in police and road safety and LASMA all tell us that we should find a way to safely record the officials if they harass us. I've had Frank Mba on the show here. He's the police PRO. He said the same thing. The LASMA boss has been on this show saying the same thing. We've had a number of them say on Hard Facts, find a safe way to record them. They say that over and over, that the recording is the evidence that we have of the harassment. But here you have an allegation that a motorist is being punished because of such a recording. Her car was impounded, allegedly without a clear statement of what law she violated. Allegedly, she has been forced to make some sort of payment, and now she's alleging that they still won't release the car until they get an apology for the recording. Lagos, I want to hear what you think about this one. Also, I want to find out from you if you are familiar with this scenario. Is this something that happens? Has it happened to you? Has it happened to someone that you know? What are your experiences with trying to video an interaction with law enforcement personnel in traffic? Women, call me on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Of course, we've got WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. And there's always Facebook where you can share your thoughts. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. Hello, thanks for calling us. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
Hello, Sandra is a cousin of my baby.
Good afternoon. Nonye, my name's Sake.
How are you, baby?
How are you always my first caller?
Because of you're my lover, and it's not easy. You know that you are beautiful. This will be first, anytime.
Okay. What do you think about this story?
I'm an orphan. Mama, Sandra is a person. Maybe that man, man we call Frank, but we became, we interviewed that day. It was a record. Okay, now, I won't make him talk concerning this matter. And number two, they knew me, they apologized to them. They don't want to erase the video we don't see.
That's a good question.
You go erase them. You know, go erase them. That's number one. Because your headline should be blessed in this thing. Number two, man that they are dragging, how much is he saying the money in Colombia?
How much did he steal? I don't remember. I'll have to do a quick Google search.
Okay, the money, this is money passing on. There's a money person who sees the drug, I'm saying, they need to hold them as making it seem like they're cost of the day. Because money too much, too big. Money too big. I don't even pronounce the money case.
Thank you very much for calling, Nong. It was a pleasure to hear from you. Benjamin Inikeja is up next. Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon.
It's nice speaking to you this afternoon.
You too. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, you see, to the story I've just heard when you played it, is it shows how lawless our system is. Even me, I was harassed too. I was a driver. I was even harassed, not even once, not even twice.
Okay.
So all these things are just common everywhere. And the authority seems not to do anything about it.
So the harassment is one thing, but recording the harassment on a phone, what has your experience with that been?
Yeah, you see, Sandra, even when you record all these things, you reported it to the authority.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of all this issue, is just foul. They will not give attention to it. That is why I told you that Nigeria is just a lawless country. And that is the reason why this man, even as I'm speaking to himself, as of 3 days ago, along this Oshodi, Bagada Road, there was an alleged of of robbery and all that, some gangs or boys. And there, we normally see police there. But when these gangs are there, we don't see police. It was when they have robbed people, they attack their cars, you at the end of it, you hear that something like this goes on. And the police and the security we are having, there is nothing to do about this. So sometimes the situation we are having at hand is a very delicate one. And if as I'm speaking now, if the authorities cannot do anything about this, this is how we continue living. And Nigeria is heading to the worst. And it's not good for anyone. And that means the environment is not even safe for us again. As a driver, you give your motor the acts of the particulars of the motor. You give it to them, they check it. And after all, they are not even VIOs. And those are the responsibilities of VIOs on the road. To check your motor and make sure everything is okay with you, your particulars. But unfortunately, we don't have all those things in the road again. Everywhere you see soldiers, you see police, and all these things are not even, they are not even properly done the way it's supposed to be. So it's unfortunate.
It is. Thank you, Benjamin, for calling. Let's speak with Rose. Hi, Rose. Good to have you on the show.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Sandra.
Good afternoon.
Oh, I don't try this on my line. No.
Belle, welcome.
Yeah. Mm. Well done for work.
Thank you.
Something will happen with that, madam.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they apologize. They are doing it out of pain. They will see you put their face. And it's very, very bad of them. Very bad. Thank you, Jerry.
All right, Rose. Thank you very much. I didn't quite catch what Rose said there because her line was breaking up. But hello. Sorry, call us back. 99.3. Hello.
Yeah, hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Shola.
Hi, Shola. Welcome.
Hello, Sandra.
Hi.
Thank you very much for the show.
Okay.
Okay, my take is this. I want to appeal to Nigerians. As long as it's safe to record, keep recording. That is the evidence we have against these people.
Right.
Because they don't want us to record so that they can walk on our rights, harass us, and we don't have any recourse. I listen to the record. They couldn't see anything.
Oh, Shola, unfortunately, your line is breaking up. Ah, that's quite sad because I really wanted to hear what Shola had to say. Shola, if you can, please call us back. Onyibojo is on the line. Welcome.
Good afternoon, President Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. Good to have you on the show.
Very happy to speak with you today.
Me too.
Regarding to the inhaler driver that was being by Road 60 in Abuja.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to express myself because Road 60, I think that they are the only different set of government agencies that are doing what they are supposed to do.
Mm.
Once your paper are intact, you're good, you have good tires, you are good to go.
Right.
I may not know what transpired that led the road safety to be asking the driver to bring his driving license for him to hold.
Mm-hmm.
Probably there might be reason for that because there are fake driver license.
Okay.
So if that driver license is not be transparent enough for the road safety can see boldly, the road safety have the right of asking for the driving license.
Okay.
Once road safety hold your driving license and they confirm it is intact, they cannot apprehend you. I can testify of that.
Okay.
And also, it is also a way that the other road safety can wake up because a lot of people or some of us know that only road safety we don't have issue with in this part of government agencies.
Okay.
If you talk about VIO, there is nothing worse or beyond discretion. So what I'm trying to say, I thank God that that thing happened in Abuja. The drivers in Abuja are not like drivers in Lagos here. They will take it up.
Okay.
They might likely to sue the matter to the court.
Okay.
It is illegal.
Okay.
For you to say because your your face has been identified on social media, somebody to come and apologize to, who does that? That is absolute nonsense.
Okay, thank you very much for calling. Pamela is in Magodo. She's a first-time caller. Hi, Pamela.
Hi, Sandra. How are you?
I'm very well. Good to have you on the show.
Enjoy your show. You're doing a good job.
Thank you.
All right, quick one. Mm-hmm. Well, for me, what I see there is, I think road safety, they are not... For them to stop you, at least I've had experiences with them, for them to stop you, if your papers are in order, they always release you. It's only if you have something to hide that then they start beating about the bush. And then from the recording I listened to, I know...
Oh, no.
It was very abusive to the officers, which was wrong. So that's just my take.
Okay.
Then, please, Sandra, I want to bring something to your attention. Alastair Road, robbery every night. Every night. Those boys come out, they break glass.
Oh, no. Pamela, sorry about that, but I caught that. Alakbere Road, robbery every night. Perhaps we need to tell the Lagos State Government that there's about to be an NSAS protest on Alakbere Road. Maybe then they'll send a lot of police officers to Alakbere Road and all the other hotspots in Lagos. We've got Funsho Banjo says, FRC are fond of this. Come to Lagos Ibadan Expressway for sightseeing, or come to Oshodi Apapa Expressway before ascending Anthony, okay, you'll see LASMA officials dragging steering with driver. But LASMA is different from FRC. So is it FRC or is it LASMA? We've got Friday Nikoyi on the line. Friday, you're going to have to call us back because we have to take a break in about 1 minute, except, of course, you'll talk to us in 1 minute. Can you do 1 minute, Friday, or would you like to call back? Friday, hello. All right, I guess he'll like to go back. Samuel on Facebook says, Sandra, the entire Mena family members are thieves, his son and himself. The judgment meted to him is too small compared to the gravity of the crime committed. Remember, thousands of retired police personnel died because of this money. No wonder police doesn't get their entitlement after retirement. Samuel, thank you for your message. Steve Offrey says, the security agencies, particularly the police, are getting very barbaric in every aspect as expected of a civilized nation. I really wonder if the government that is said to be fighting corruption is aware of this barbaric attitude of the uniformed men on our highways. Well, it's not police in this story. The security agents in this particular story were FRSC officials. All right, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll take a break. When we come back, let's go to Anambra and take a look at what's happening with the elections. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. Don't go away.
We're back
on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. For our second story, let me give you some updates from the Anambra Guber election. As you know, INEC is holding supplementary elections in Ihiala local government area right now. For those of you who keep asking why INEC cannot just declare a winner instead of waiting for this single local government, let me read you the statement from Victor Aluko. Victor Aluko is INEC's director for voter education and publicity. He said, quote, currently the margin of lead is 52,624 votes between the candidate of ABGA and the PDP. The candidate of ABGA scored 103,146 votes, while the candidate of PDP scored 51,322 votes. The margin of lead is 52,624. The total votes in Ihiala is 148,407. Mathematically, the margin of lead is lower than the outstanding votes in Ihiala. So to be fair, we need to conclude that election in Ihiala before we can move forward, end quote. And that's why all eyes are on Ihiala, because this single local government area could decide the entire election. And because of this, civil society is asking INEC to be as open and as transparent as possible. So, for example, YAGA wants INEC to publish up-to-date info on how many PVCs were collected in the local government area and how many are uncollected. This is, you know, to prevent one type of vote inflation where uncollected PVCs are used to inflate vote figures. INEC is also under fire over logistics. Yet again, the election started late today. You were listening to Kenichi Ofoma, our correspondent in Anambra, talking about the late arrival of materials. In some polling units, voting did not start until 12. And this leads to the question, why? Because this election did not come as a surprise to INEC. They already had a first attempt on Saturday. They had 3 days' notice about the supplementary election that will hold today. In fact, it's INEC itself that set today as the day. So if INEC holds the yam and holds the knife, why were they unable to cut the knife in time for a punctual election today? And there was a little bit of drama in Ihiala earlier today. I don't know if you heard. Victor Ume is ABGA's state-level agent for this election. And there's currently a video of him online. He was spotted at the Ihiala local government headquarters today. If you're watching our live stream, I'm about to play that video for you as well. So he was spotted at the Ihiala local government headquarters today. That's where collation for the local government is taking place. Our Facebook live stream is Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube is Nigeria Info FM. So if you're watching, you're seeing that he tried to enter the headquarters and an army major general stopped him from entering. Victor May, that is. And then you heard the shouting match, of course. But the officer insisted that since Ume is the state agent, not the local government agent, he had no right to enter the headquarters. Now, in the past, this has been the rule. As an agent, you are only accredited to gain access to the center at your level, not the levels below you. But Victor Ume was insisting that he was coming there to make sure everything went well since elections are over in every other part of the state, which of course leads to the question of whether Ume doesn't trust the APGA agent that, you know, they have in Ihiala local government area. And speaking of collation, Victor Aluko also talked about collation disputes in Anambra and other elections. He said, Victor Aluko, remember him, he's the publicity guy for INEC. He said that some of the ad hoc staff that are hired to conduct elections don't know math. Yeah, you heard me. Aluko said, quote, we recruited many collation officers and of course we recruited intellectuals from the academic for local government ward collation position. But sometimes when people have to perform such important duties, some people may not be so good in mathematics or arithmetic. Look, I didn't say it. I'm just telling you what the INEC voter education director said. And I don't know, where do we start from? Where do we start with this? Should we start with the part where lecturers are struggling with addition, or should we start with the part where INEC is hiring people who are struggling with addition to serve as collation officers? Collation means addition. That's literally the job. You add all the votes from different places together. Shouldn't knowing math be the number one requirement? Maybe there should be, well, I don't know, some sort of math test before hiring them. I don't know. Or maybe human beings should not be doing collation by hand anymore. Maybe. We now have electronic transmission of results. Shouldn't we also have electronic collation of those results? I mean, if you're using a spreadsheet on your computer, it does it for you automatically. That's what I do during every election. I open a spreadsheet on my laptop with fields for the different polling units, collation centers, local government areas. And all I have to do is enter the polling unit results as they come in. And the spreadsheet does all the collation for me. And Microsoft Excel has been with us for decades. So in this day and age, in big 2021, should difficulty with math still be a problem in our elections? Should we still have disputes at collation centers because the ad hoc INEC collation officer knows to sabi math like that? Hi, Siam, what do you think? So these are some of the updates. We'll have more for you as they come, but tell me what you think about these ones. And yes, you can still talk about our first story if you would prefer. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. There's also WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. And of course, as you watch on Facebook or YouTube, you can leave your comments and we'll take it as we go along. If you're listening abroad, you can join the show via Skype. Call us via Skype. Skype is Nigeria Info FM. Don't forget, at 4 o'clock, we'll have young secondary school students in the studio debating today's issues. We've got an 11-year-old debating today. So we'll have four of them, two at first and two after the first two are done. It's also going to stream live on Facebook and YouTube. So you can watch or you can just listen. Leo in Bariga is a first-time caller. Hi, Leo.
Yeah, good afternoon, madam.
Good afternoon, sir. Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, there are a lot of stories in your program today, but I want to contribute to this one, Mr. Aluko said. From what the coalition officers say, we are saying about the figures, sort of like 123, they will call 123. It's an indication that they don't know math. Any person that knows math, immediately you bring down the figures, you'll be able to explain it all, so that even elementary people will understand it. But in their own case, upon the fact that they have higher academic qualifications, they are very poor in mathematics. And in the case of Maina, the problem was not that they did not know who is to take charge, but because of what they are going to get, particularly EFCC, or what they call themselves, Nigeria has become a total mess. Unless something is done quickly, Nigeria will be worse than the time of Sodom and Gomorrah. Thank you.
Ah, okay. No, please, Nigeria is, you know, no. We've got a saying, Ikorodu, say hi.
I'm fine. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Good job you're doing about this.
Thank you.
I want to contribute to the first story, the one of that boat driver. Sandra, I want to know the reason why the officials are asking her to tell her rider,
yes, they're telling the telling her rider to apologize.
To apologize. Because at first and foremost, she said she had paid. What did she pay for? Because she was claiming she has every papers completed. So what did she pay for? So if what she paid for is not supposed to be, she should take them to court. And then, if that video is wrong, then the officials should take them to court for tarnishing their image. Because that video will give different people different interpretation. Then now, back to the mathematics issue, it's not their fault. Hello, Sandra.
I'm here, okay?
It's not their fault. Because the people they are supposed to pick as officials, they will not pick them. They will shortcut and pick the people that are incompetent for the job. So definitely, if they say 1, 2, 3 as 130-something or 33, it's not their fault. COVID-19 was pronounced as COVID-19. Somebody did that. So mathematics issue is the country's problem, not just one person's problem.
Essay, bye-bye. We've got Ade in Lekki on the line. Ade, how are you?
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. Welcome.
Good job you are doing.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think the issue at hand regarding the coalition, it goes beyond knowing mathematics.
Okay.
Because to me, they work under a very, very tense atmosphere. So the tension, the stress they work under could actually make some of them misread figures.
Okay.
Which is very, very possible.
Okay.
Some of them could have eye issues which are not resolved till date.
Okay.
But I think technology has made it so easy, just like you pointed out through that spreadsheet. That the good old calculator is still there for people to employ in calculating figures. Issues like this should not be resolved by manual efforts. Things have gone beyond that. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Ade, for calling. We'll take a final call from Victor and then come to WhatsApp and Facebook. Hello, Victor.
Yes, please.
I'm Sandra, talking to you. You're live on the show. Welcome.
Oh, okay, Sandra. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Contribution on the mathematics and next show.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yes, but it's very noisy.
Can you hear me?
Oh, Victor, we'll have to end that call. I'm so sorry. But if you can, please call us back. We'd really love to hear your thoughts on the math and INEC. But yeah, let's go to WhatsApp very quickly and take a look at the messages we've got there. Okay. Ooh, lots of messages. We've got this one who says, the INEC officer says it all. It is the truth. I worked in the last general elections in Delta State. In my polling unit, the core member could not do the simple collation of result and also imputing it into the result sheet. Some are just Oga boys or Oga girls. Let me shock you. Most politicians are the ones who send their candidates to work for INEC. Simple math is a problem for most of them. That's a message from Shola from Wari. Shola in Wari, thanks for your message. Sandra, why you tell AC bye-bye? Open my mouth to go here, say Christmas, not Christmas. Austin says, it will continue to be a problem adding figures. Were we not here when some professors were asked to go back and reconcile their figures and come back to announce it? When figures don't add up, they change it to favor a particular candidate and everything gets mixed up. All right. Someone wants us to bring Nigeria Info to Anambra State. Okay, I'll tell management, see what they do. The lack of synergy among security operatives in Nigeria is one of the reasons why the country is in a serious mess. Imagine the EFCC and men of the Correctional Service fighting over a convicted criminal like Mina. About 5 months ago, the Nigeria Air Force shelling a gun truck belonging to the Nigerian Army. Where on earth does this happen apart from Nigeria? We need to sit up as a country. Kenneth from Shasha says, why is the driver harassing the officer? Afolabi from Agege is asking. Good question. Henry from Ijagun says, FRC will always have a thing to stop or seize your documents, all for you to part with something. Sandra, the safest course is to have a dash cam. I have one in my car that records what happens in front and back of my car. This has saved me from a lot of harassment from all uniformed personnel. Once they see the cam, they all behave because they don't know who is who. Thank you for that tip. I think I'll get one for my car. We've got someone who says EFCC versus Correction Services. Ha! Another malfunction of the federal government. Executive branch. From watching Oyibo movies and documentaries, there should be standard operating procedures, protocols for transfer of persons undergoing judicial processes. Do we have all of such protocols? If yes, well, the protocols followed? If followed, why the confusion? If no, then another issue of abysmal administration. Otherwise, it's again a case of misplaced overzealousness by government security agencies. Too sad. Obis from Suruliri says, Obi, thank you so much for your message. I quite enjoyed reading it. All right, more messages here. They are fighting for benefits. EFCC wants to continue chopping while warders are saying it's our turn. I'm surprised he was sentenced to just 8 years. Now, wow, Udeme from Agege with that message there. Sandra, I'm not surprised with the math issue. We cut corners a lot in this country. That's a message from Godi in Ikorodu. Godi, thank you for your message. All right, let me bring you our final story and then we'll take your calls and take your thoughts and take your messages, all of that. For our third story, let's talk about collapsing buildings as a phenomenon. The Punch crunched some numbers. The Punch newspaper. They crunched some numbers, and by their calculation, 145 buildings have collapsed here in Lagos. And since 2014, 213 people have died in collapsed buildings. That's about 30 people per year. But here's another statistic from The Punch. How many people have gone to prison over this? Zero. The Punch found no single record, no record of a single conviction over collapsed buildings. Nobody went to jail. Nobody was fined. Now, back in 2013, then-Governor Fashola set up a tribunal to look into collapsed buildings. The tribunal blamed poor enforcement of laws and what it called, quote, crass indiscipline and gross corruption by all and sundry, end quote. Now, over in Ogun State, Governor Dapo Abiodun is breathing fire. He says he wants a law that would prescribe jail time for the head of the building control agency whenever a building collapses. So first of all, I want to know if this is something that you agree with. Do you agree that we need such a law? But second of all, I want to know if you think that such a law would be properly enforced. Because remember what the Fashola Tribunal said in Lagos in 2013. Laws were on ground, but they were being ignored due to crass indiscipline and gross corruption. Do you think more laws are enough? And if they are not enough, what do you think can and should be done to ensure that the laws and building codes are obeyed? 0706-993-993-993-01465-7190. Why are Nigerians ready to cut corners in construction at the risk of lives? Because the people doing this are not government people. They're people like you and me. So why are Nigerians ready to do it? Why are those who are paid to make sure that they cannot do it turn a blind eye? How do we change this? How do we stop them from turning a blind eye? Why has the government held nobody accountable for all these deaths? 213 people have died from collapsed buildings since 2014, and nobody has gone to jail. Nobody has been fined. According to The Punch. Let's speak with Christopher Inikoyi. Christopher, hello.
Yeah, President Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, welcome.
Thank you. Let me join the people in thanking you for the good job you're doing. I wish the politicians would learn from you so we can be thanking them too. on Anambra election, in the morning I had people making excuses for INEC in the morning.
Right.
Because of this delay and whatever. This has been their style. Look, Sandra, you are familiar with Anambra, right? Ihiala is not far from Oka, where they have their capital, right?
Okay.
After Saturday's election, they did not make move plans how to move this election, whatever, to Ihiala. Ihiala is not a riverine area in Anambra now. It's upland here. So why the delay? And for the chairman, the state, whatever they call it, Victor Ume, right? That went to the coalition, whatever.
Chris, you know the answer to the question you're asking me. Just go ahead and make your point.
Okay, good. Why did it go? Because this is an excuse for the INEC people to find fault from the leading candidate. Oh, your man is not supposed to be here. Like you said, he didn't trust the coalition, whatever, people of ABGA, who is in that local government. Why did he go there? And for road safety, I will make excuses for them. But for that driver, for you not giving out your driver's license, it's wrong. If everything is okay with your license, they will give it back to you. I trust those guys. Even we have some, very few bad eggs. But most of them, I'm telling you, Sandra, they will do the right thing. Thank you, President Sandra.
Thank you, Christopher, for calling. David is in Ibesha. Hello, David.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon.
Yes. My take on the election in Anambra is what I want to contribute to.
Okay.
I want to do pump up to INEC. Because from the reports we are getting now, the device machine that was taking 20 minutes per person is now less than 2 minutes. So which means INEC has now been able to bring additional solution whereby multiple voting by one person can effectively be checked. And at the same time, the results will be transmitted electronically. So it's a big achievement from INEC, which it can really encourage a lot of Nigerians now that vote will start counting and they will be ready to be fully participating in a future election.
All right. Thank you, David, for calling. We appreciate it. Ezinwa is in Ikorodu. Ezinwa, good afternoon. Thank you for calling us.
Hello.
Hello, Ezinwa. Welcome.
Yeah, welcome, Sister Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, I want to speak on Nuna problem.
Okay.
I want to know whether those people, whether during that, all those police retired, whether they compensate them or not.
Whether they compensate them?
Yes, all those their family that time, because this is not judgment, you know.
I don't know, to be honest.
Well, another thing is that this Anambra electoral district. Hello?
Yes, the Anambra election,
Yes, Anambra election. The INEC, I don't know why they are delaying this election. Since this man has won almost 18 local governments, why they not say the Soludo?
Looks like Ezin. Oh no, sorry about that. I figured his airtime ran out there. But like I said, when we started the show, INEC explained why. They explained what exactly was going on there, and they told us that if the votes still outstanding in Ihiala, or the potential votes outstanding in Ihiala, could potentially send one or two of the other candidates ahead of the candidate who is currently ahead, then they cannot announce results right now, because this single local government area could decide the entire election. And because of this, everyone is looking at Ihiala and asking them to be as transparent as possible. All right, Lagos, we'll take a break right now. When we come back from this break, the next thing you'll listen to, listen to business news first at the top of the hour at 4 o'clock, and then you listen to young children doing their best to win 1 million naira from Nigeria Info FM. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media, S Ezekwesili on social media. We have so much more coming up. Don't go away.